Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 458985 through 459033 and warrant 7397. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, April 24th and April 27th of 2020, and executive session minutes for April 27th and April 30th, 2020.
I looked through, looked like the changes were made as far as...
I believe the corrections were all made that I could see. I know the one I sent was. And
on the April 24th meeting, was that, do you guys have any?
No.
On that?
No, the meeting was just called to order, and then the phone conversation took place, which you were on. And it was churned.
I didn't realize. I don't think anything was even said by any of us.
No.
So I didn't know if it was actually called to order or not. So.
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay.
24th. It was a work in progress, so it was not taped at that time because it was work in progress. Progress in work.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 24th and April 27th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 27th and April 30th for 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Would we not have had regular session minutes for April 30th also?
Yes, there should be a regular session minutes because we went out to vote. And that was an important item, too.
Let me look.
I don't see that. I'm
not finding.
There should be. Stephanie, did you do those? Do you know where they sent up?
I'm not sure if they were included in Ken's email or not.
I'm not seeing it in any of my...
Okay, well, we can approve them next week.
Agreement regarding complaints and investigations of malfunctioning wastewater treatment systems.
Morning.
Morning.
This situation started about a year ago when I had a failing on-site wastewater disposal system here in the county, and I'd done everything I could do as far as letter writing and this and that. And it was coming to the point where I was going to have to send it over to the prosecuting attorney's office. I was putting my statement together and my information, my pictures, and all of my investigation notes and that together to send over to the prosecuting attorney's office. And I thought since he's a newly elected prosecutor, I should show him where this authority comes from me to be able to do this. And so I went back and was looking at our agreement that the county has with the state of Missouri Department of Health in Jefferson City in the on-site office. And while the county does have the authority to review and issue permits for newly installed on-site wastewater disposal systems and the repair thereof, it did not say anything about complaint investigation. So I contacted the director, Mr. Eric Folks, up in Jefferson City, and I was discussing this with him, and he said, well, that authority lies with your county health department. There's an agreement between the state of Missouri Health Department and the county health departments, and the county health departments do that service. And so I talked to the health department director. She was a acting director at that time, Lisa Marshall. And she said that basically that they didn't have the staff on hand to do this type of work, and that the county had always did that. And we had always, the county had always done that work, but unbeknownst to the Scott at that time and before Scott, we didn't know that we technically, legally didn't have that authority, that authority on, as far as the state looked at it, still lied with the county health department. So fast forward, that preempted the need for this agreement whereby the county health department is delegating its authority to the county in order to do the complaint investigation. So if somebody has a failing septic system, then I have the authority to go out and go on the property to investigate and then take whatever actions are necessary to correct the issue. And this is on properties of 3 acres or less, and there's some other criteria to that that would, I can't expand that a little bit if it's an open sewer or something like that, but mainly on 3 acres or less is where this is really directed at.
So you create a report, and then you submit your, you could do a report if needed?
Well, I go out, if I get a complaint, I go out to the property and I assess whether there's a valid complaint there or not, and if there is, then I take photographs and I contact the property owner, and what is termed a notice of violation, which informs them that they are in violation of the state of Missouri rules and regulations, and there's a statute chapter section on that's in that quote. So that gives them 30 to 45 days, depending on the seriousness of the violation, to come up with a plan and acquire a permit and make plans to get that repaired. If they do not, then at the end of that 30 to 45 days, I'll issue a 10-day letter and say, hey, you know, we're going to have to get with this, or I'm going to have to take this to the prosecuting attorney's office, and it's written, you know, a lot better than that. And if I don't get any response, then I just take it, then I contact the prosecuting attorney's office, and I say, okay, what do you need? Here's where I'm at. We need to meet and discuss this. And then they take it from there and follow through with whatever action that they deem necessary.
I was just asking because I would assume the health department would have to make the referral to the prosecutor.
Well, see, this will cut. The health department don't want any part of this. They are delegating all of that actions to the county.
It's giving you the authority to
yes.
do it, to go back. Where before, yes.
Do you have a copy of the actual agreement?
Where before it was, technically it was with the county health department, but the county, through Scott Sterrett and now through myself, had always done this, but unbeknownst, we technically didn't have the legal authority to move forward. So I wanted to solidify that authority so the prosecutor knows that when I come to him, that the county does have that authority, and as does he, to support the county in getting these situations repaired.
And if my memory is, I think it's been going on for over a year, the health department's attorney checked it.
Yes.
Our attorney checked it, and the prosecutor checked it.
Yes. All the attorneys have all read. There were some comments back and forth, and those comments have been added into the agreement. And there's a code of operation that's attached to this, and this is how the state of Missouri outlines how each complaint's to be investigated, so I would have to follow that guideline, and then the local health department wants copies of anything that I issue just for their record keeping, I guess. So
I do have a letter dated April 27, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. On the proposed agreement. And he approves the agreement as to form.
But this is specific to on-site wastewater disposal systems only. And like I said, generally they're 3 acres or less, but if somebody did have acreage more than that and they had like a straight pipe, we call it, or just a raw discharge into the environment, then there's some action I could take on that. But if there's not any sign of pollution, regardless of whether they have a septic system that I would approve or not, if I can't prove that there's pollution there, then I really don't have a lot to do on those properties. There's not much I can really do about those.
And you might have said this already, it's been months ago, I spoke with the director of the health department, and she said they didn't have anyone on staff trained to do
right.
this.
Yes. And I offered to go out and make what I was doing with the state, how we was working this until we could get this resolved, is I would go out and I would do the initial investigation to determine whether there's an issue or not. And if there was, then I would call the state health department sanitarians and they would come down and look at it, then they would follow through. And I offered to do that with Ms. Marshall, with her staff, and kind of do a joint effort between both departments. And she said that right now they were busy with hotels and different things and they didn't have the staff to devote to that. So she would just as soon not do the joint work.
Is this something you think you can keep up with?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
We have a lot of complaints, and most of them are valid. The ones that actually go to the prosecutor, are very rare. I would hope that our new prosecutor, which he seems very conscientious about our environment and environmental issues here in the county, and I think he'll be a good resource for us. But I think a letter from the prosecuting attorney rather than just full-blown legal action a lot of times gets people on board that we're serious, and they usually start working with me. So it's very rare to see one actually go to court. But they do. It does happen sometimes, but this will solidify our authority to do that if necessary to take it all the way to the court action.
I don't have that national agreement on the letter, though. It says between Taney County, the Health Department, and the Missouri Department of Health and Human Services.
I think it's just Taney County and Health Department.
It's just a complaint. Just Taney County Health Department.
Pretty sure. Is that right?
As outlined in the DHSS environmental.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I move to approve the agreement between the Taney County Health Department and the county regarding complaints and investigation of malfunctioning wastewater treatment systems.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Discussion of the county clerk's request to use Road and Bridge employees for the June 2nd, 2020 election.
Maybe the county clerk and Lloyd Wesley wants to tell why they need the road and bridge for the election.
We're requesting personnel from Road and Bridge to help with directing traffic and also to deliver equipment on election day.
And they normally deliver the equipment and pick it up.
They normally deliver the equipment. Normally have personnel from Road and Bridge help deliver equipment and pick up equipment the day before and the day after the election.
And that's, what, two employees that it usually takes for that?
It's a total of three employees that
three.
Do it. So that would be six man-hour. Six, you roughly say six.
Yeah.
Because two separate days.
And that
now,
would
grant
just...
You, grant you, one of those employees is myself, which is not a Roden. I'm not